Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jenna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. Good morning and welcome to Happy Hour here. It's Jenna Spilbor. It is Carol Pesci. It is this guy named Frankenberry. And we have another fantastic show up ahead for you. Show, a fantastic show. Please welcome the Beatles. And we are going to talk astrology today, and I guess what the basics of it and how to use it.
Yes, so we've had astrologers on the show before. If you've listened to us, you know Jenna and I are both interested in it. Jenna's more crazy about it, really knows it better and understands it better than I do. So coming up in the second part of the show, we will be talking to Christy Smith. She's an astrologer. She's going to kind of give us the big picture of what astrology is, why it matters. And she's actually going to give a mini reading for Jenna and for me. And I need to tell you now, I'll say it again when she comes on with us. Check her out on Instagram, Christy Smith Astrology. She and her husband are absolutely hysterical. She posts more videos of her trolling her husband, Joel, than actually of astrology. That's how I found her, because she kept making me laugh. And then I learned that she was actually does astrology. So you may remember a while back we had Sheena Malwani and her husband, the real Indian dad, who are also internet sensations, hysterical on the show. And they are similar, but it'll be interesting to talk with her. She's fun. She really knows her stuff. And I'm excited to hear what she has to say about Jenna and me.
Do you guys remember the other funny family we had on the Holdner?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. So that's great. That's fun. Can't wait.
Yeah, and they all hit big after they come on our show.
Oh well, of course we put them on the map.
We are the launching pad that everybody wants to be on.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's can't blame them. Yeah.
No. That's maybe she's going to tell me now. This is how we can test if she's, you know, really good at her craft. She can, you know, when she comes on and she does my reading, if she starts with, oh my God, in the last week alone, you used up two of your nine lives. Wow. Good for you. Good for you.
Oh, is this the potential decapitation from the door you were attempting to rehang, or we have something else that threatened your life?
That was the other life from last week. I had two near-death experiences in 1 week this past week, but I'm
so you're down to six.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jenna, your math is a little off because for the audience, just to let you know, Jenna comes to Zoom every week with a different alias. You know, say last week, I think her alias was Ray Bradbury because Jenna's such a big sci-fi fan. So this week, her alias is Eight Lives. But Jenna, again, like Carol just said,
you're down to six.
A little off, yeah.
Oh, crap.
I know.
And if you count the big pimple you had in the side of your head that you thought was a tumor, we're five.
I mean, nobody's claiming, Jenna, that lawyers know how to do math, but that one's kind of obvious.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to be hopeful. Like maybe a couple of my near-death experiences weren't really that near death, you know, so I could add them back in. Hello?
And the reason I'm laughing is because, of course, they weren't. They're Jenna near-death experiences.
All right. Well, since you asked,
again for the audience, you know what a Jenna near death experience is? When she reads in the newspaper that there was a car accident in Connecticut.
Too close for comfort.
Yes. And Jenna will say, you know what? I was driving to work in Poughkeepsie at that very moment. Okay. Thus, near-death experience.
I got you. Yeah. All right. That's how this is going to go? Well, you're going to feel mighty bad. You're going to feel so bad when I tell you that I survived in 1 week poisoning and rabies. Now, apologize.
We're going to reserve judgment until we hear the story.
Yeah, stories first, girlfriend.
Story time. Frankenberry, got your blanket?
I got a blanket. Yes, and I also
sitting Indian style on the floor.
I am, and I also have a lollipop.
Nice, we'll start a chocolate cookie.
We will start with rabies. Now, I will tell you. You know, I am the New Hamburg equivalent. Perhaps we could also say the raccoon equivalent of who is that? Jane Goodall. Who was the?
yes, that's who it is.
The woman who lived among
the gorilla tamer. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Right. So you're studying. You're studying what particular animals? Is it kittens or is it the raccoons this time?
No. Now I've been living amongst the raccoons for a period of years. So by osmosis, I have probably. This is probably why I'm still alive. I have developed kind of an odd immunity to rabies. Now, I've not been diagnosed with that. I'm just figuring at some point when I donate my organs to science, when I'm dead for real in like 130 years, they're going to figure that out and go, oh my God, she had this natural immunity to rabies from living among the rabid for so long.
Can I ask you a question before you continue?
Yes.
How is it that you know you're immune? Have you been bitten by a wild animal?
Well, no, but I mean, I spend so much time among the rabid that if I weren't immune, I probably would have gotten it a few times.
Jonna.
Okay, not just once.
Jonna, you know, this doesn't happen just by association, right? The rabies thing?
We're in Jonna land right now, Frank and Mary.
My
Don't
bad.
Ruin the story.
My bad. Okay, go.
You
keep
know,
going.
Just because you live on an animal... just
a what? A what?
Maybe
what?
I do have it. Just because you live on an animal sanctuary, otherwise known as an animal sanctuary, you are not the expert in my rabies. Okay. So here's what happened. It's not raccoon related. It is cat related because, as you know, I'm having a whole big issue. There's cats, there's kittens, they're all over the place. They're in my house, they're outside my house, they're under my bed, they're in the woods that I can't even find them yet. Like, I'm surrounded. And the reason I'm surrounded is because of one cat in particular who I have named Punky with two Y's. She is the mother and she is a very frisky, shall we say. And you know, she's the reason why there are three baby cats living under my bed. And then she recently had another litter about 5 weeks ago that she has not shown me. I don't know where they are. I've tried to follow her. I can't find them. But long story short, I have been feeding this cat faithfully for 6 months. Now, because she is nursing, the Google has advised me that she needs to eat 2 to 4 times as much as she was eating when she's not nursing. Well, I have been feeding her a lot. And she comes every morning like clockwork and she meows her head off and I have to give her 3 times the amount of food. Well, the other day she was doing that and I went outside and I put her food down and then I figured, let me just extend my hand so she can smell me because that's one of the ways that you kind of make friends with cats. And so I put my hand down so she could smell me. I'm like 3 feet away from her face. She came walking up to me like, oh, I'm so glad you're finally putting your hand down so I can smell you. She walked right up to me. Boom, 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 whack. And she whacks me. She whacks me right in the hand and she gets me on the finger. Now, she doesn't break the skin, which was good, but I am confident that she probably spread the rabies virus to my finger through the whack because just a couple days before she brought me a decapitated mouse and I'm sure that her germs were still there. She whacked me. I had to go in. I had to wash. I had to monitor myself, my temperature, my everything for like 4 days. I think I'm out of the woods. So that's good news.
That is very good news. And I didn't realize, by the way, Jonna, that lawyers, though they might not be mathematicians, are indeed scientists.
Oh, you didn't realize that?
No, I did not. Hey, there's something new every day.
You realize it now.
Yes, I realize it now. So keep going.
So, Jonna, it's, I think even though Punky hit you. No, not Punky. Punky baby. Which
no,
one was
Punky.
It?
Punky. Punky whacked me.
Punky whacked you.
Whacked me. Whack. Yeah, she's the mother. She's the outside cat. She's the.
And she approached you close enough to hit you?
She went 3 feet with purpose. Walk, 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 whack. on my hand.
She was.
It's just almost like we're going to be friends, but I'm going to be boss in this relationship.
Just helping you keep your distance, lady, especially with the fact that I got me some babies.
But she, like, I would.
Oh, yeah. She's like, you took my kids, biatch. Give them back.
Take that.
I know they're in there.
Thank God I had another batch for all that money I saved for their college educations.
And I don't want to say that. So, all right. So we're all on the same page that I survived rabies. Yes.
Oh, of course. Well, we have to be. So keep going.
Okay. Now, this is a total sidebar. Just remember I said it. I hope I'm not speaking it into existence because I don't think this is physically possible. But okay. She had a litter 5 weeks ago. And I know this for a fact because I was monitoring and I saw her every day 5 weeks ago. And I am, her belly is getting big again.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know if it's because I'm feeding her what the Google says to feed her, like four times her amount of food, or I didn't think it was possible for them to get pregnant while they're nursing a previous batch. But let's hope, guys, let's hope that it's just me overfeeding her.
Okay, well, let's
do you
hope,
have a
yes.
trap out there to get her?
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing. As soon as I know where these babies are, or as soon as, according to my calculations, they are old enough to fend for themselves,
oh,
she's
getting
trapped.
You don't want
to
trap her right now, yeah.
I can't trap her right now.
I was thinking the same thing, so.
You know, I don't want these babies to die wherever they are. And, you know, she comes around daily, and then she goes right back. Like, I know they're out there. Her last batch, she brought to me when they were 2 months. So if she's going to do it again, it's, you know, another couple weeks. Anyway, okay, so I survived rabies. Now, the second near-death experience I survived was poisoning. And this is something that I think this is like a real PSA because I'm a little ticked off about this one. And that's, you know, Carol and I, and again, Frank and Barry, I don't think you're so much into the supplements. Are you? Do you take I know you might have medication, but do you take supplements?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I take
well, actually, no, thank you. I take gummy fiber pills. That's right. That's right. And they're all different fruity flavors. Thank you.
What's your favorite, Frankenberry?
Whatever the red ones are. They don't actually have a fruit flavor. They just says fruit flavor on the front, so I believe it. But yes, I take vitamins. I mean, I take zinc. I take vitamin C. I take B12. I mean, I do a daily regimen of some vitamins. Sure.
Just when you think you know somebody. All right. Good. I'm happy to hear that because I know that Carol and I are into the supplements. I take about, I haven't counted. I should.
Can we buy them from the Amazon or the Google?
Or the Google or the Amazon. And I, you know, I always look for like the highest quality and I take about 20, close to over a dozen, maybe less than two dozen supplements a day. And that's just the type of supplement. Now, in each of those supplements, you eat, sometimes it's one pill a day, sometimes it's two pills a day. But I have one supplement that I take that they recently changed the formula. So instead of taking three of these pills a day, I now have to take six because they cut the formula in half.
So, hold on. And they're charging the same price for the bottle, right?
Oh, yeah, probably. But they told me, like, they put a little note. They're like, we're changing the packaging. And they told you that now instead you got to take double the dose you were taking before. They put more pills in the bottle. So it works out the same, actually. So, okay. So now instead of taking three of these supplements, I have to take six. Fast forward to the fact that they changed the packaging, where the packaging before, this supplement had a big red top, right? It was big and red, and the label was gold and yellow and red, like boom, like bam, like fire. So,
right, Mary, only she can make a story about a vitamin.
Hey,
exciting.
Well, it is actually very exciting. I think I saw the trailer for this particular vitamin film.
So when they changed the packaging, they made it really understated. And in fact, the note that they put in their box was, look, we're changing the packaging to reflect the more pharmaceutical grade profile of these supplements. So in other words, they didn't want cartoon like ninja in your face. Boom, red, gold. Ah, they wanted tan and black.
Your vitamin became a snob.
Yes.
Your vitamin grew up.
So now, okay, so I'm dealing with that. Well, it just so happens that
dealing with it.
Now this supplement bottle looks like all the other supplement bottles in my big arsenal of supplements that I take on a daily basis. So, okay, the one thing that sets this supplement apart from all the other supplements in the world is that I don't swallow my supplements in pill form. No. I take all my supplements. I open the capsules. I powder them up in a glass and then I drink them. Why do I do that? I know you're going to ask. It's because one of my previous near-death experiences was when I almost choked to death alone taking my supplements in pill form. I no longer do that. So this particular supplement, when you consume it the way I consume it outside of the capsule, literally tastes like pepper spray. It feels like pepper spray. It tastes like pepper spray. It is almost 100% cayenne pepper because it's good for your metabolism. It speeds you up. It does that kind of thing to lose weight. It doesn't speed you up mentally. It speeds you up your body, your thermogenic crap. So, okay.
Do you mix anything with it to give flavor or anything?
Yes. So I'll put like lemon juice in there just to cut the
capsule. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Burn a hole in your throat.
I was going to say that makes it better.
So, okay. So it just so happens that this bottle now looks like one of my other bottles, which is contains a supplement that I use for its adrenal support. In other words, it's stress relief. And that supplement doesn't taste like anything. So I was mixing up what I thought was my fire supplements the other day, six of them, and I put in my lemon juice and then I guzzle it real fast because it's very painful going down. When I finished the drink and I put the glass down and I said, uh-oh, I don't feel anything. My throat's not on fire. My sternum's not on fire. I don't feel any thermogenic activity going on in my gut. Like, what did I just take? So now I have to go back in my big drawer and I look. I took the wrong supplement. I took six of a different supplement that the dosage was only supposed to be one. I took six times the adrenal stress support supplement. Six times the dose. Right. So now I'm like,
wait, was it six?
I took six. So naturally I'm like, should I call poison control?
Six Frankenberry. Yeah, did you get it? Six.
I did. She didn't say seven. She didn't say five. She said six.
Six times.
One, two, three, four, five. So now I'm like, should I make myself throw up? Should I call poison control? Should I drink castor oil? What should I do to keep from dying? Because I just OD'd on a stress supplement. What in the world should I do? So I sat there and I waited for the effects of the overdose to overcome me. I just sat there. I was going to chronicle it. That's okay.
You laid down on the bed, you crossed your arms across your chest, and you held a rose.
After she put on 5-inch heels and fixed her makeup.
Exactly. If they're going to lay me down now, I'm going to be looking damn good while they do it.
And I made sure the door to the outside was shut so none of the animals could come and eat my face when nobody found me for 3 days. Yes.
Good
that
thinking.
That is exactly what I did.
Good thinking.
Sound like a solid plan.
Yeah.
Guess what happened?
You didn't die.
Nothing.
You ended up talking to us, so you're not dead.
Guys, I didn't feel one bit different. Do you understand the problem with that? People
fake
are selling supplements. People are selling supplements that you could just take the whole bottle and nothing happens to you. That's like a scam.
Well, Jonna, you're just realizing this now about most supplements?
I pay good money for these supplements.
Of course you do. I mean, you've got one supplement that said they came up with a new formula, so they had to cut it in half and have you take six pills a day instead of three and charge you the same price for the bottle. And you thought that was okay.
I should have
felt. The math.
My bad. They're scientists, not mathematicians.
At the very least, if I took six times the dose of an anti-stress supplement, a supplement to manage stress, I should have been like, sleeping like a baby. Something. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Frankenberry, you know what's making me laugh so much about this?
What's that?
I actually truly believe that the part of the story that's true is that she actually laid down in bed and waited for something to happen.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me either.
I believe that.
The entire story is true. And that is how I survived my second near-death experience in 1 week.
You know what I want to see, though, Jonna?
What?
I want to see that end-of-life video that you took just before you laid down.
Oh, where I was getting beamed up into the mothership?
Or something. I just want to see the drama of that video. All right. For anyone that may be witnessing this right now, I have passed.
Dear diary. Today, I OD'd on stress supplements.
It was a very peaceful passing. That's right.
But boy, did I not care.
If someone finds me in time, please throw out the bottle or put a big X so I can easily identify it.
That's right. If not, please don't let my mother know about the cats.
Dude, under no circumstances should you open the spare room door.
unless you're animal control and I've told you to be discreet.
Frankenberry, we should get her like a cardboard or a wooden painted cat with a little tear-off calendar. You know, like when you're like people who are like big baseball fans and it's like countdown to opening day.
Oh, yes,
be like,
yes.
And yeah. It'll be like lives left. There goes another one.
But the way Jonna does math, she's going to end up with like a dozen lives. So that kind of works out in a Jonna land now, doesn't it?
It always does, though, doesn't it, Frank
yes,
and Mary?
Yes, she would
any
have
game,
the extra
any
lives.
Any game that involves her?
Yes.
Well, John, I don't think you have anything to worry about because I think that your expiration date is written in the stars.
Oh, I was just going to say, here, it's coming. It's coming.
I was almost going to do it for you if you didn't do it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Coming up after the break, we will be talking to Christy Smith. She is an astrologer and absolutely hysterical person on Instagram. She trolls her husband Joel all the time, and I absolutely love her. So she's coming up after the break. She's going to talk to us about the big picture of astrology, what it really is, what it means for us, and also give a mini reading for Jonna and for me. I'm excited for that.
All right, that sounds good. That is who we've got on the way, Christy Smith, and her last name actually is Smith. It's not the one she uses when she checks into hotels wearing a wig. We've got more on the way with Jonna Spielborn and Carol Pesci. This is Happy Hour, so please stick around for our guest and some talk about the stars.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back, everyone, to Happy Hour here. It's Jonna Spielborn. It's Carol Pesci. It's Just Some Guy. And now it is our guest, and we are going to go amongst the stars.
We are, and she is an internet star already. But I'm so excited to have with us today Christy Smith. She's an astrologer. And truth be told, as I mentioned in the first segment, I didn't originally find her because of her astrology knowledge. I found her because she trolls her husband, Joel, on Instagram. And it's absolutely freaking hysterical. And he is such a good sport, Christy, so often. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. And so let me just tell you right now, if you're on Instagram, look up Christy Smith Astrology, right, Christy?
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Christy
follow her.
Smith
follow her.
Astrology.
I'm telling you right now, she makes me laugh all the time, and probably not as much as she makes herself laugh because she gets such a kick out of herself. She often snorts while she's laughing, and it's just comedy gold. So
that's the goal.
It's the goal. So
that's
anyway,
the goal is just to make myself laugh.
You do. You get such a, and then their phone starts shaking, and it makes the video even funnier. Oh my gosh. So
love
welcome,
y'all for
welcome.
Watching that with me. Thank you for laughing with me.
Oh my gosh. And so here's my confession. I've recently tried to stay off social media first thing of the day because I don't want my attention to get fragmented. We had a guest on recently that was like, this should be a morning habit. I'm like, you know what? You are absolutely right. But I cheat. I cheat on that advice because I want to start my day with a laugh. So I will go to your page and look for a video. And if you don't have a new one, I'm like, well, I'm going to go look at the jowl one. I'm going to go look at it. And I will I swear to God, God's honest truth.
Carol, I love you. My
I love you too.
This is the essence of Sagittarius. We're comedians, you know? We need to laugh.
Wow. Yeah. So I will rewatch an old one. So you're welcome on your views going up.
Thank you.
I accept personal responsibility for that. So anyway, please follow her. She brings so much joy, and so does her husband, Joel, especially when his hair is all messed up in the morning. It's even funnier. All right. So anyway, what we brought you here to talk about today, I would love, Christy, John is a big astrology nut. I would love for you to give anybody tuning in right now, give us the big picture. Give us the background of what astrology is and how it actually applies to how we live our lives. I know that's a loaded question.
Yeah, totally. I love it though, because there's so many people who just don't know, right? I thought it was totally woo-woo for the longest time. I was like, that doesn't sound legit to me. And then I had my birth chart read and it blew my mind. So astrology is just basically the belief system that there's a correlation, right, between the stars and the planetary positions and effects and characteristics in humanity, right? That there's a correlation as above, so below. You know, and it's been studied for 4,000 or 5,000 years, you know, the evidence is there that there's influences that we feel, just like the moon affects a woman's body and affects the tides, it affects our water. You know, all of the planets have been shown over time to have specific effects on us. And so we look at a birth chart, and when we're speaking on personal terms, right, there we get this birth chart, and it's a snapshot of where all the planets were and all the constellations were, right, at the moment you took your first breath. And how they dance together and how they talk. And from that, you can insight so much cool information, you know, your greatest gifts, your greatest promises, you know, you can see, you can remember who you are. You know, that's what astrology has gifted me and my clients, is this permission to be exactly who we are. So it's just a lifting of the veil momentarily, right? To look at how you were made, what your natural functions are, and what you came here to do, and come home to self.
You know what? One of the things I love about this is I think we all have this innate desire to really understand ourselves, Christy. Really do. Yeah. I mean, Jonna and I are both fanatic self-help readers. And for me personally, I know that is a big driver of it, to understand myself, my nature, my desires, my habits, everything. And astrology is just another way, not just, I don't want to say just, is a big way to help us understand ourselves, right?
Completely, completely. And I have, like, there's this fire in my belly that tells me that we are all celestial bodies, right? We all encompass the heavens and the stars in our souls, right? And so when God gave us this little cheat sheet, he was like, here, you dum-dums, here's a little star map to remind you of who you are, because you're right. It is in remembering our essence, you know, that gives us so much personal power.
I think, and that is so true, because when you know about your birth chart and you know about, for lack of a better word, your personality traits that are kind of caused by the stars, you can play into them instead of resisting them. And I think it always sort of fortifies who you want to be, who you are, how good you are, what you seek to do, that kind of thing. And I think it can also help you understand a little bit other people. And I will, this is going to sound woo-woo, but I don't know enough about the science to be able to explain precisely when I feel things are going wrong during a particular day. I don't know enough about the science to pinpoint what it is that is in my way. So I just resolve myself to the fact of this is going to be a bad day and tomorrow's going to be better. But there's got to be a way for you to pinpoint what it is that's causing consternation when you're having one of those days that can only be explained by the planets and the stars.
Totally, totally. And what you're speaking to is called transits, right? So our birth chart is fixed. This is who you are. This is how you function. These are your superpowers. And then the transits, aka the current planetary weather, where the planets are moving day to day right now, and how they're activating your birth chart, right? We go through these cycles in life that you can see in the heavens. And so they activate us at certain times. They draw out certain characteristics. They slow us down or they speed us up. So totally, you can follow your astrology and it will give you kind of these indicators of what cycles you're going through, what influences you're working with right now.
Wow. This is new to me.
Let me tell y'all, it has been like, I learned how to read my own chart about a year and a half ago, and my life has transformed. And I've done a lot of therapy, okay? I am jacked up from the toes. I've done seen a lot of different styles of therapy, and this spiritual modality has drastically transformed my life, learning how to follow my astrology.
Wow.
And I think for a lot of people, that can help a lot of people. If you learn, you don't have to be a mad scientist about it. If you learn the basics, right, that can at least help.
Right. I coached women, and it doesn't take long to kind of get the basics of it, you know, and then they're able to follow their own astrology. And you can really see how it's so affirming. It's so validating, you know, and you can walk into moments in life that feel chaotic and feel random and with eyes wide open. Like, OK, I know what I'm walking into.
Right. You can catch rabies. You can nearly poison yourself.
When you go back and listen to the whole show, Christy, if you do, you'll understand what she's talking about.
But then you can have an inner peace that, you know, it's not really what it seems.
That's right. This is all part of the drama.
Yeah, from the moment you took your first breath, you were meant to catch rabies on that day.
I knew it.
So, Christy, I want to read something from a recent Instagram post of yours, and then if we could get into our mini readings and anything else that you have going on that you want to share with our listeners. When you talk about astrology, one of your posts said to how to use it. A skilled interpretation of your birth chart can indicate your innate talents and highest potential, how you are emotionally wired, and where your life path and lessons are. You can follow your birth chart's timeline to see what cycles of life you're in and when you're entering moments of great change or purpose. Ooh. I don't know anybody who wouldn't want to fully understand that.
Right. Oh, can we zoom out for a minute and just look at the bigger picture? It's such a beautiful offering. Yeah. So I advise when you're looking at your birth chart, right? If you're a novice, you're new, study your moon sign first, because it gives you really cool insight into like how you feel loved and seen and nurtured. It's your inner world, you know? And then when we're talking about purpose or your highest calling, there are two placements I really look to, and it's your Saturn, where the planet Saturn sat, the sign that it's in and the house that it's in. You can kind of Google those placements and study. And also your midheaven. For example, you two, you want to know what your highest calling is? Y'all want me to tell you right quick?
Yes. Let's do it. You already gave me a hint.
Well, your midheaven is the highest point in the chart at the moment of your birth. So whatever constellation, whatever sign was at the highest point in the heavens at the moment of your birth. So Carol, you had the sign of Pisces on your midheaven. This means that poetic, inspiring words is your legacy, right? This is how you impact the collective, because you're also a Gemini rising. So, right, you're such an innate writer. But like poetry, you know, when we're talking about Pisces, it's the dancer, it's the poet, it's the mystic. And so like poetic, moving words, even music.
Wow.
Is how you affect change. Does that feel accurate?
100%. I've written 3 books and working on my fourth.
Beautiful. Wow. Yeah, you're Gemini rising. And this is your rising sign. This is your soul's placement. Gemini is the writer, the speaker, the wordsmith. You know, you're meant to speak. You're meant to be heard. Your voice is vital in this lifetime.
Oh my God. I have to laugh, because that's like, I know, you know, you're giving her the characteristics that were in the stars, but you could almost do it backwards, because that's who she is, right? You could work backwards with her. That is perfect.
And what's beautiful that you recognize that you feel that you're living that, is such an indicator to me of an evolved soul, right? Someone who is fully embodying their life's path here. You know, you heard the call, you heard the assignment, and you're in it, right? You're doing your purpose. It's beautiful. You've written 3 books. Of course you have.
So cool, because there's times when it's like, and even though I've done that, I still experience moments of self-doubt or really, you know, who am I? Who am I? And then it's inevitable. Somebody will comment on one of my posts or something. They're like, please don't ever stop writing. And I'm like, okay. Okay, then.
Yeah. Do you feel that when you're writing? Does it feel so inspired? It feels really good to kind of put your soul on a piece of paper.
At times. And I know, and I swear to God, I think you will understand this, Christy. There are moments when I'm in the writing mode where, and there's elements of my personality, like a personality. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get 2,000 words written today. I'm getting it done. And then 3 hours later, I've got 14 and they all suck. And then there's days when I literally feel like I'm getting a download and I can't even write fast enough. And I will literally, I'll look up and go, thank you. Thank you. I don't know where that comes from. And I love those moments. And I would love to be able, maybe I can study my birth chart more or work with you more, to be able to keep that pathway open more often.
Right. Because when we're talking about your highest calling in Pisces, it's incredibly, the reason I keep saying inspired, it's very divinely connected, you know, Pisces energy. So for you, it has to be inspired. It has to be creatively and divinely inspired. Yep. You know, and so looking to your moon sign, how do you feel nurtured? How do you feel nourished? Right? You're an Aries moon, sis. You have to move your body, right? This is energy. Mm. You need fiery expression, you need creativity. So to like get your juices flowing, move, exercise, dance, you know, whatever it is, you've got to get that.
Wow. I can't wait to go back and listen to this again. All right. Before we run out of time, let's do Jonna.
Jonna
and Christy, and by the way, thank you for that. That's fascinating.
Welcome. Oh my God, absolutely. We just touched the surface, right? You're such a multifaceted diamond, but those are some big pieces to you. Y'all are both fire girls. Jonna too. Like, I'm a little scared of Jonna.
You should be.
You know, it's funny, Christy, that you mentioned that.
Shut up, Frankenberry.
You're not the only one.
I would not cross this girl.
You should see her in a courtroom when she's got her skirt on backwards. Holy stop. Crap.
Or
in
a static thing and a butt crack issue, which has happened.
Has happened.
In court.
Yes. That is so fun. So your midheaven is ruled by Libra, the sign of justice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. She's a lawyer.
Stop. Wow. I didn't know that. I have chills head to toe.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is how you give back in calling for justice for the collective, right? Because this is a collaborative leader. So Libra is the sign of justice and balance. It's the sign of the scales and it rules her midheaven, her highest calling. So when she speaks to those who can't speak for themselves, when she is fighting for justice, right? You speak to the unspoken. You are the warrior, you know, for those who can't stand up for themselves because you're not afraid to say it.
Oh my God. I know. I'm getting literal chills.
And you do it in style because Libra is known as the designer. So
stop it. She will not take her trash cans to the end of the street unless she is wearing 5-inch heels, Christy. This is absolutely hysterical.
Oh, well, that's a little bit of her Leo too. Leo and Libra, that mixture. I knew she must, you know, there's, it's like adore me. Look at me. You know, I feel like
come on.
I love these reactions so much. Everything I know, I swear there is like, you have been a queen in a past life, right? Because being dismissed,
you like, have to stop. Spoken- oh my God. Because one of her nicknames, her self-proclaimed nickname, is the Ice Queen because she doesn't ever want to cry. Her Christmas gift for me last year was I took her face and went to a website where she was dressed up as an ice queen with a crown and like a wolf under her hand. This is absolutely, John, are you freaking out? This is amazing.
And it's hanging on my wall.
I freaking love that. Honor queen. That, right? You are a queen and people should worship you. You know, there's, and this is what, don't ever speak over her. Okay. Don't dismiss her. Do not interrupt her. Yeah. Don't do it. With Leo energy, if it feels rejected or like dismissed, it's like, oh, it's like the worst. Don't do it.
I'll cut you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Christy,
Go ahead. I could go on. No, you go. Well, I was going to say, Jonna, is that right? Jonna?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, right? I suddenly was like, did I have that wrong? You're a water moon, so you have to cry. You have to get those tears out. If you don't cry, or if you don't at least acknowledge your emotional body, you will get physically ill. You metabolize your emotional body. You're a Cancer moon. So you can experience tummy issues, especially, but you can find like physical pain or illness if you don't at least acknowledge the emotional body. Spend a little time in meditation or let the tears out.
Christy, she doesn't sweat. You think she's going to cry?
No, we got to get the tears out of her.
But you know what is so funny about saying that? If I am holding back my emotions, I literally do get physical pain in certain parts of my, like not my all over body, in certain parts of my body, it really hurts. And then, isn't that something?
Yeah, you actually metabolize it. Like there is a physical, literal element to this when you're a water moon, like drinking water, tons of water, taking baths, being close to bodies of water. This is all very healing for you.
My God. She lives on waterfront.
Stop. Yes.
I live on the river, but I can't not. Like my whole life, I've sought out being near water. My whole life.
Yeah, your little Melusina, the goddess of water, is inside of you. It has to be honored.
Melusina! Oh,
a
Melusina.
Queen. She's a goddess. Oh, good God.
This is so cool and so fun. Frankenberry, you are missing out.
I am missing out on what there, Spielberg, about the fact that you're going to be incredibly difficult to deal with next week.
Even more than usual.
She walks in. I am the ice queen. You will worship me.
Exactly. Hold on a second, though. I just need to figure out something with this door frame to get my head through it.
You know, it's so the next text from Jonna to Frankenberry is going to be like, can you pull some sound bites from this week's interview and create a new promo on the station?
I love that. She has to be dramatic, right?
Yes.
That Leo, she has to. There's a boldness when she speaks. There's a dramatic flair that you feel inspired when she is speaking. Oh,
good God. Christy, you mentioned something briefly, and I don't remember what it was before we went on air or after, but something about the dynamic between the two of us. What were you reading there?
Well, you both have so much fire, right? So fire girls light each other up. We're all fire girls, by the way. So this is our element. Fire rules energy, vitality, humor, play, you know, passion, ambition, right? So you're both just very driven and excitable creatures. You know, you like to laugh and you like to play. So we all light each other up. This is good synastry, you know, us together.
Wow.
I freaking love it. I know.
What'd you say, Jonna?
I said, I freaking love this. I got to ask one like practical question before we run out of time, because this is what I always want to know. And I do not have the answer. How do you use this, Christy? Like, should people have a personal astrologer on speed dial and call once a week, once a month? Like, how do you use this?
Yes. First of all, yes. I think everybody should. First, everyone go get a proper, at least 50-minute to an hour-long birth chart reading. Get to know yourself. The validation alone and the self-acceptance alone that you feel in that is priceless, right? But I do, I have a lot of clients that do monthlies, right? We do monthly astrology coaching. And I find that's really helpful too, because we're bringing in the current, you know, we're bringing in the current astrology, you know, and following it. Like I said, you're walking into life eyes wide open. You know exactly who you are, the gifts that you carry, and you're ready to tackle the challenge that you see coming. So yeah, I say get in a good astrologer, get a birth chart reading, and then do coaching.
Okay. So two things. And you know, we're recording the show via Zoom, and Christy has her video on. I keep waiting for Joel's head to pop up behind you and mildly disappointed that hasn't happened yet.
I stay away.
Definitely want to get a birth chart reading from you. You offer those one-on-one for people?
Yes.
And if anybody listening right now wants to do that, how do they go about contacting you to do that?
So right now you can go to my Instagram, Christy_Smith_astrology, and all my stuff is there. And I will have a website up within the next week, neonmoonastrology.com.
But in the meantime, Instagram, and it's Christy, Christy_Smith_astrology. And listen, whether you're interested in astrology or not, can you please follow her and start your day by watching her and Joel?
Laugh together. Laugh with me, please. Sagittarius, right? The sound of collective laughter is medicine.
Oh, well, I think it is for everybody. Christy, do you have anything else coming up? Any other special events or something that you'd like to mention before we wrap up?
Well, I do once a month. I do Astrology 101 for beginners, where we go over the basics. I'll be launching my new date for that. And I just launched a mentorship where I'm doing one-on-one coaching for anyone who wants to learn the modality and practice it, you know, add it to their spiritual practice, or just learn how to read their own chart and others. So yeah, you can find both of those on my website and Instagram, the mentorship and the classes.
Awesome. You are amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Thank you for bringing joy and laughter to the world with you and your family. It's just such a joy, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, y'all. I love you forever. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much there, Christy. And we will all keep in mind that Jonna is now officially even more so the Ice Queen. We've got more on the way from Happy Hour with the Ice Queen and also with that Carol Ryder person. So please stick around.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back once again to Happy Hour here. Jonna Spilbore, Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frankenberry.
Well, you two seem to very, very much enjoy our Christy Smith, who we just talked to, and her readings, her birth chart readings for the two of you.
Well, you gotta love her energy and personality to begin with. She's super fun. And I think she did a phenomenal job of giving us the big picture of what astrology is and how it applies to us, how, you know, why it matters, how it helps us understand ourselves better.
And I know, Frank and Barry, that you are a bit of a naysayer. And, you know, to be fair.
A bit? Okay, keep going.
To be fair, there are, you know, there are a lot of people who, you know, maybe don't believe in it the way Carol and I do and some of the people we know. But I honestly think it can be very, very useful. Like you should have your birth chart read just for fun. It doesn't mean you have to be a convert, just for fun. To kind of see what we're talking about.
Well, actually, I think in the long run is that you and probably Carol as well would like my birth chart to be read just for fun for you two.
Okay.
Not for me, because you know I would get nothing out of it.
For the team, Frank and Barry.
This might be our collective Christmas present to you.
Just thinking the same thing.
No, Jonna, I'm thinking gift cards, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And no birth chart readings. Just seriously, you know, $20 to a Dunkin' Donuts or something.
End that. And we'll bribe you. We'll bribe you into a birth chart reading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you missed the full interview, we were talking to Christy Smith. She's an astrologer. You can find her on Instagram, and her tag is Christy_Smith_astrology. And she is absolutely worth following, whether you're interested in astrology or not, because she's freaking hysterical. She's so much fun.
Now, that was a lot of fun, though. I will give both of you that Christy was a very, very fun guest. So, yes. Carol is correct. Go back if you did not hear that first part. This, you know, will eventually be posted online, so you will be able to find the show. But it's definitely worth a listen.
Yeah, for sure. She was very fun. And I love the fact that we, you know, like she was telling a story off air that she kind of got into this because something sort of dropped in her lap, like this message online. And I love the fact that you and I both, Carol, when we're actively searching for guests and sometimes when we're not actively searching for guests, somebody or something will pop into our purview and we're like, let me pursue this a little farther. And a lot of those people end up being guests on this show. And I just love it.
Yep. That is fun. All right, kids. I think that's a wrap.
All right. Yes, that is a wrap to Christy Smith for joining us today. Thank you so much for taking us into the stars. And for Jonna Spielborn and Carol Pesci, I am Frank and Barry. And please join us again next week, same time, right here. And we'll talk to you then. Be good.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spielborn and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.